A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, y'all already know what time it is.
Ooh, it is time for another episode of Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers.
The paranormal investigators straight out of Atlanta. ATL shouted, this is your man, your homie from down the street, the Marcus Harvey.
And you know who it is. It is the paranormal Poppy. I am Juwan Mass.
Hey, you still going with this name? Because, I mean, we like halfway through the season now, and you still telling them that you know. No, you know, never mind.
Marcus, now you know Juwan ain't going nowhere with that name. But that ain't about him right now. Mm-hmm. It's about me.
Oh, it's
about the bad boy of paranormal himself. Daylan Cujo Spratt.
Never heard that middle name. But anyway, let's get into it. Today's urban legend.
What are we getting into today, Mr. Paranormal Poppy?
Today's story is about exorcisms. Specifically, Annalise Michelle's story.
Wait. But isn't that like the exorcism of Emily Rose? The movie, wasn't it like based off her?
See, can't get nothing past you, Hyundai.
Hey man, listen, man, I told y'all, I know my stuff. I'm educated.
I know that's right. But this movie is loosely based off what happened to her. Now, Annalise's story is real. This really happened to her, but they don't know if demons or a mental issue possessed her, so we're going to get into that. And today, we have a very special guest in the house, Yamanika Saunders. You know, she's a comedian with a list of credits. Marcus, I know you know her.
That's my homie.
Yeah, I mean, from Comedy Central to Netflix to NBC. So today, we can't wait to hear about her cast out of demon story.
Wait. My homegirl, Yamanika, got a cast out of demons type story? Because, I mean, that sounds spooky. And I know her from a lot of things, but I didn't know she knew about them demons getting cast out.
I tell you this, I'm definitely looking forward to talking to her.
You can't wait, huh?
Hey, man, listen, bro. Anybody talking about casting demons out?
Ready.
I done got my notebook open.
Ooh. All right, let's jump into it. Born in Germany in 1952, Annalise Michelle...
Another international story?
Listen, man, we taking it overseas.
We overseas, man. We getting
international. You already know. But listen, she was born there and grew up in a religious household, so y'all know we can relate, right?
Mm-hmm.
A Catholic one, though. And she used to go to mass like 2 times a week, and it was a family staple to her.
Which, as you probably know, exorcisms are very, very big in the church.
Right. Anyway, after having a series of convulsions at 16 years old, a doctor actually diagnosed her with temporal lobe epilepsy, which essentially means she started having seizures. They put her on medication and she enrolled in college a few years later.
All right. Things are starting to look up.
I mean, say, bro, if you having seizures and epilepsy, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? You take the proper medication and things start looking up. I would feel like...
You can go to college.
I could go to college, bro.
Let's go.
Not exactly, fellas. Hold on. The medication didn't really help. She started seeing demon-like faces.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Yeah, and believed she was possessed by one. She felt like it told her she was damned and would rot in hell. And remember, guys, she was religious. So you know what did she do?
I know one thing what I would have did.
What you would have did?
I would have been praying to God.
The Almighty.
Jesus.
Yeah. Himself.
And the Holy Spirit.
Right.
That's right, fellas. But the demon said this stuff while she was actually praying.
Oh, okay. That's an aggressive one.
Wait. So you telling me while this woman was praying, the demon was like dodging them prayers like he was playing dodgeball?
Well, interrupting them prayers. And after reaching out to different priests for help, one finally said, "Let me see what I can do for you." He believed she was possessed and wanted to perform an exorcism. So he got the permission from a local bishop, and the bishop got one of his priests to do it.
So here's my thing. I feel like no pastor, priest, like anybody like that should ever turn you down if you possessed and you need somebody to help you get unpossessed.
Listen,
mm-hmm.
The number is 67.
Okay.
You know what that is?
No, just a random number.
Nah, that's how many exorcisms they performed on her in 10 months.
Oh, okay. That thing don't want to come out.
That means, okay, 10 months, they did 67 exorcisms.
Divide
how many is that?
That is literally at least 6 per month. Every week, they were having exorcisms on this woman. It was like a Tuesday thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes right, twice now. A week.
It was actually like service.
Right. Hey, we better go ahead and go to Tanya's house.
Go to Tanya's house.
Go to Annalise's house.
You know that thing? It didn't stick last time. It didn't take last time.
Man, some of them were actually up to like 4 hours long.
That sounds about the same.
That's a part-time job.
That's a black church service. That's before praise and worship.
This was her only treatment. She stopped going to the doctor.
They didn't give her no Robitussin?
The demons tried to take control of her body. I mean, she broke bones. They communicated from her with like a type of growl. Like she was really possessed.
Wait. How she break bones? They don't even take her to the doctor. They ain't put no Band-Aid on it.
Nope. She gonna walk it off. They done seen it a couple times.
Go ahead and drink this ginger ale. Don't ginger ale take care of everything.
And tuss it. That is crazy, man.
So they tried to help her, but eventually she stopped eating and actually died at 66 pounds from this malnutrition. Damn. Crazy part is, the state she lived in said her death could have been prevented if she went to a doctor. So they took the priest and her parents to court.
As they should.
Charged them with negligent homicide.
Yep.
And during the trial, doctors said she wasn't possessed. It was a combination of her strict religious upbringing and epilepsy. The priest and parents were found guilty. And guess what they was given? Probation.
Bro, I'm going to tell you why that's messed up.
Dang.
Because you remember when we went to the Roth house?
Mm-hmm.
And there was that story about that little girl, man, who was having like those psychosis and those breakouts.
Right.
And her dad didn't know what to do and thought she was possessed and put her in a home.
Mm-hmm.
And she ended up passing away behind that, man. And it's just crazy. Like back in the day, you just don't know. Like a lot of mental illness and things were, you know, attributed to demonic activity and possessions.
And it was just you were having a seizure.
Bruh.
A seizure.
That's it.
Like, did y'all ever have any experiences where y'all witnessed like an exorcism or y'all knew somebody that like performed one?
Bruh, I told y'all, man, my mama. It's like growing up in the church all day long, I saw my mama cast. We ain't call it exorcism.
No, it's casting out.
Never at one point in my life have I ever heard them call it exorcism.
Black folks don't call it.
They don't play with that word.
We call it casting out demons.
Yeah, casting out spirits, man.
Yeah, you cast them out.
So that was normal to me, bro. Like, I never once thought that was, like, not normal. It wasn't until one time that I brought a friend to my church, and when people start shouting and dancing, he was, like, nervous. I was like, bro, this is light work.
Yeah.
They're like,
Wait. This is only the first service.
Man, but look, people all over the world try to perform exorcisms. It seems like demonic possessions can happen, and like I said, it's a pretty big topic in the church. At the end of the day, those it happens to just want to be free from a crazy spirit that's trying to control their body. You feel me? But in the meantime, we actually going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Yamanika.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, we are back with my homie, my sister, Yamanika Saunders. Welcome
Hello.
To the podcast.
The great
stand-up goddess. All those things. What's up, sis?
I just got back from the gym and I was lifting some heavy weights today, so I'm ready to go ahead and release a lot of things.
I understand. Yeah, she sounded like me in the gym. I just started working out the other day. I always throw it in conversation.
Oh, you know
what you say to me? I just left the gym.
You know, I just left
the gym.
But look, let's kind of get into this. Yamanika, we're into the paranormal. You know, we go to different haunted locations and seeing if ghosts exist and what our experience is. So curious, like, how do you feel about the paranormal? Like, do you believe in ghosts? Have you ever had any experiences?
Yeah, I mean, I've had a few experiences. Some of them, I'm not sure if they were based in reality, because some was like when I was young, I had an imaginary friend. So I was kind of out there mentally.
How old are we talking?
Yeah. I had an imaginary friend until I was about 10, to be honest with you. And my grandmother thought it was weird. I don't really remember when the transition was where I realized it was a figment of my imagination. So it wasn't like I was 10 and thinking that was really somebody. I grew up an only child, even though I have half sisters. And, I was very much a loner. And as much as I talk, believe it or not, I didn't talk until like the age of 2 or 3. My mother thought something was wrong. That's how I got into theater, because she put me into acting classes to get me to have something to say. So I was pretty tuned in to a lot of things that were supernatural when I was a kid. But again, when you're a child, you don't know how much is your imagination and how much is, you really experience this thing.
You know, it's a theory that says that kids and imaginary friends are really them speaking to spirits. You know what I mean? And once they hit a certain age, that spirit either leaves or transitions or whatever. And then the child is so young, they just don't really ever think about it, or they can't express what they thought it was. So that's interesting. I wonder if you really was just in your head, or did you have some sort of an attachment?
I don't know. One thing that I remember very vividly, but it could have been like a dream, but it reoccurred numerous times. I was very, very young, because it was still like remember those diaper bags that they would hang off the crib and they would stack the diapers in there? I just remember that turning into something that was very menacing and speaking to me. I just remember its face being like white and it had black lips, like very painted. And it would come to me at night. I don't know if that was a nightmare or if that was really something that I had seen as a child.
Yeah, yeah.
That's deep. What you think about demons? Black folks, listen, because when we got into the paranormal, like, you know, we were like the first people to get into it. And it's like, you know, black folks don't do no ghost hunting. And I was like, nah, we believe in ghosts. We believe in the Holy Ghost, but maybe not all ghosts. Do you have any like thoughts on like demons and things of that nature in the paranormal as well as in the spiritual world?
Yeah. I mean, my grandmother was a pastor. My grandfather was a pastor. They was constantly casting out demons. I wanted to share the story. I was glad to come on and talk about this experience with my grandmother and grandfather. It was one of the most spectacular but scary things I've ever experienced in my life. We have a neighbor where I was growing up, and she was having problems with her husband. They were still married. You know, how old school people are? They ain't going to get divorced.
No, they divorce. Sleep in separate rooms before that happened.
Right. They do separate rooms. They'll split the refrigerator.
They hated each other for years.
Yes. To the end. So the house phone was ringing, like maybe around 11:30 or so, close to midnight. And I hear my grandmother on the phone. And she, you know, my grandma's very theatrical, like me. You know, just, oh, Lord, what? No, no, Lord. And so I didn't pay it no mind because this is how she always gets down. And then maybe about 10 minutes later, still hooping and hollering, and I hear all this rummaging down in the kitchen. I hear the door open. I'm thinking to myself, why is the door open? So I hear her, and I'm kind of like in and out of going to sleep, and I get rustled out of my sleep. Maybe it's 20 or so minutes later. I hear all this screaming and hollering outside. I see my grandmother directly across the street at the doorway of our neighbor's house, holding on for dear life. She's screaming and hollering, and she can't get in the door. So all of a sudden, I run downstairs because I'm like, I have no idea what's happening. As I come downstairs, my grandmother comes back, runs right past me, goes upstairs, gets my grandfather. She's screaming and hollering, Ned, you got to get up, you got to get up. We get this is a strong demon across the street. We got to get over, we got to take care of the demon. So my grandfather, they're like night and day, right? So my grandmother is all the theatrics. My grandfather wasn't like that. He was regular. He's like, come on now, all this nonsense. What's happening? She said, no, Ned. She said, you got to get the prayer oil. We got to go over there. It's a thick demon. And I just remember my grandmother, she had some aluminum foil in her hands. I don't know what you do. She had a knife. She had a spatula. So I'm like, what's going on? She's telling me, don't come over there, stay, because your faith's not strong enough. You can't go over there. So they get over there, and my grandfather gets across the street. I see him at the door, rustling. Oh, Lord, Jesus.
Oh,
he said, oh, Jesus, Lord. I said, oh, my God. So now my aunt, I have to wake my aunt up. My aunt has special needs, okay? I said, Jake, we got to go help grandma and grandpa. Her hearing aid's going off. We try to get across the street. My grandma telling me, no, they fighting. They screaming and hollering. They throwing oil everywhere. And when I tell you, it felt like an eternity. But maybe it was like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
They finally got in that house and they closed the door. So now me and my aunt, we running over there. I'm banging on the door. My grandmother said, get out of here, get out of here. Now our neighbor, she's screaming, hooping and hollering. My grandmother opened the door up. She see us standing there. She said, get out, the demons, get out, get out. We moved to the side. She pushing everything out. And it was the craziest thing, but I felt some weird energy over there too. This went on for at least 3 hours. Me and my aunt, we didn't know what to do. We were so nervous. Finally, they came out. My neighbor came out with them. And my grandmother said, we got to take her over to the house. We had to clean her in the street, you know, clean her spirit off. They said that the house got to set. They got to let the Lord go in there and clean up the spirits. And here's the short of it, right? Number one, the next day, they tried to go back to real life.
Right. Right? Like it was all good.
I said, no. I said, are we going to talk about last night? My grandmother said, no, we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about it yet because the spirit's still working. So about a week goes by. My grandmother comes in. She said, I'll tell you what happened. Finally, my grandmother said the reason why there was a demon in the house. Now, this is wild.
Oh, so she just leaves with the reason why there was a demon in the house.
This is why there was a demon in the house.
Had y'all undivided attention.
Ready. Undivided. And she told us that she had gotten a call from our neighbor that the woman was suffocating. She wasn't able to breathe. she didn't know who to call. So she called my grandmother, which is crazy because just call 911. But, you know, we write across.
Way less numbers.
There's just three of those numbers.
Right, right. But, you know, old school people, they knew everybody. Oh, you know, Shirley, number 555-666-7777. So she called my grandmother. My grandmother was down there. She said she was praying with her to release the spirit off of her throat. Finally, my grandmother went over there because she still wasn't getting enough air in to help her. She said, make it to the door. Let me in. My grandmother said there was something stopping her from going inside the house. It started to suffocate her. So she told our neighbor to stand there and wait. And then she went to get my grandfather because she said she needed more spiritual warfare there to get those demons. So she said my faith wasn't, you know, I was still watching Martin and the Living Color and stuff. Yeah, so I wasn't.
You wasn't really ready.
You know, you I wasn't ready to fight.
They're going to jump on your ass. They're going to jump on your ass.
And yeah, they're going to be like, what's up? Right, right, right. So my grandfather, he was saying that he also was suffocating when he got to the door.
He a big dog.
And he only went over there because my grandmother is hysterical and he thought it was some nonsense. And he was going to shush all this up because it was damn near midnight. He said when he got there, he realized how thick everything was and they just had to go into intercessory prayer right there at the door. So then when they finally prayed enough to get whatever was happening at the door, they went in, they closed, and they went in and they prayed all over the house. That's why every room they said they had to go in and clear it and clear it and clear it.
Did they feel like they met that same presence in every room?
In every room. Now, here's what the deal was. Our neighbor and her husband, they were still married, but they had separated the house up. He had a section, she had a section. My grandmother said that what she believes was happening is this man was having young girls come into the house doing God knows what with him. My grandmother says she believes that he presented that spirit to take our neighbor out. Because my grandmother said when they went from room to room to room, praying that demon out as loud as they was, they got over to his room and he was sound asleep.
Mm. Wow.
Because y'all could hear from across the street.
Of course. We had neighbors coming out that was looking and stuff, but they know how my grandmother get down. So nobody came and disturbed us, but you know, they checking to see. She took the oil. She threw the oil on all over his bed, just threw it over him. Still, the man didn't move. Finally, my grandmother said, this is the demon. He's the demon. My grandmother said, you got to get him out of this house or you're never going to have no rest. She said the day he was out of that house, she had the best sleep of her life.
Dang.
So it's a life lesson that I learned very early on, right? Is get rid of the darkness in your life. I believe in that.
Man, I'm just listening to you speak, and I'm you know, I always try to find a joke in everything. Just that's just the way I operate, just to, you know, smooth moments over. But I couldn't while you were talking because everything that you're saying, I grew up with that. So my mother has been the head pastor of my church since I was in the third grade. But before the third grade, she used to hold Bible studies at our house. So literally, it would be people coming in and out of our house for prayer all the time. So I've seen what you are talking about with my own eyes multiple times of people getting spirits casted out of them. Because I grew up in a church where people speaking in tongues, people shouting, people literally getting spirits casted out of them. I remember one time being at church, sitting in the front row, and this lady had a spirit on her. Hey, bro, it took three grown men to hold her down. The craziest part about it is that as soon as it's over, the person who was inflicted
is right back.
Bro, right back.
To who they were. I used to be like an armor bearer. So I used to be my pastor's like right hand man. So like literally we would be in services. And this is like one of the non-denominational Detroit churches. And we had the same type of situation, man. We were in the front row, man. And like this lady I'm talking about, she was bent backwards.
Oh, wow.
Like, I've never seen a person bend that way.
Mm-hmm.
And started like walking
that way.
That's wild.
Yeah, Monika, we appreciate you, sis. I got one more question before you leave, before we bounce.
Yes.
If you were to become a ghost, where would you be haunting?
Where or who would you
or
haunt?
Where,
who, and
what
why?
Would you be wearing? Because I feel like everybody wants to know, like, what you wearing back?
What's your ghost
outfit?
I like, you know what? I like chains.
Okay.
Because I like to come in stomping with some noise.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
But the chains would be pink. I would do that. You know, I think if I was a ghost, I would go to people who were hurting. And just be with them, comfort them. There's so many people that are, you know, that are alone, people who are, you know, going through things emotionally. I think I would be like a nice ghost. I would be concerned if I was a ghost because that meant that I didn't make it to the next ascension.
Maybe there was a line. And so, like, you was just kind of waiting your turn.
Waiting for your buzzer to get called. Yeah.
And then, you're using great usage of your time. You started a ghost nonprofit.
Yeah.
Where you guys go to fund me? These ghosts, we actually go share our ghostly spirits with these elderly people in there. That's a ghost nonprofit. I think you should really go with that.
Yeah, I would love that. I want to say this one thing before I go, though. Uh-huh. Just Anna, I'm glad we had time to laugh as well. This is a serious, for me, it's very serious. Be very aware the energy that transfers. Because a lot of times people engage and want to help people and there's no reciprocity in what's happening. So you're just getting the vibe from them and it has to go somewhere.
Right, right.
And I think that's how a lot of people find themselves to be depleted.
Yeah.
So be very aware of that.
Man, listen.
That's real. Yeah, Monika, we truly appreciate you, my love.
This was amazing.
Thank you for sharing with us your great experience. That was wild. We appreciate you for being honest and open and sharing with us. You know, because, you know, us in the paranormal, as being brothers, you know, folks be like, they don't think that this is something that other Black people have had or have any type of awareness of the spiritual and the paranormal world. So it's just dope to see, like, you know, some of the greats even also understanding their roots and touching, you know, the other side, too. So truly appreciate you.
Man, we appreciate you. What you said today definitely resonated. And one of the things I took away is just, you know, energy is real. But, yo, before we go, tell the people where we can find you. You know, what's your social media? What you got going next? Yeah.
You can find me on everything at Yamanika. And if you're ever in New York City, I'm, you know, normally at the Comedy Cellar. So, you know, just hit me up.
And don't they see you on Comedy Hype every Wednesday, too?
Oh, yes. How could I forget Marcus?
We love you, Yamanika. We truly appreciate you.
I love you guys, too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Have a good one. Bye.
All right, guys. We are back at it with a new game. Of the old game that we always play called Never Have I Ever. Are you guys ready? Okay, 100%. Let's go. Okay, you guys ready?
Yep.
Sure.
Question one. Never have I ever been scared to watch a scary movie by myself like The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
I've been scared to watch a scary movie by myself, for sure.
I definitely have, and recently.
What was that?
What was the movie?
I was trying to watch... it was like American Horror Story or something, bro. It was just late at night. I had just gotten in from the garage. Bro, I just feel like the movies come to life, man, at 2 o'clock in the morning.
All right. Okay, cool. Next question. Never have I ever tried to cast a spirit out of someone or someplace because I thought they or slash it were being possessed.
I can say right now, I haven't. Dalen hasn't. But Marcus, I know you remember this. In the episode of Haunted House Guest, where you got into that prayer battle.
Oh, it was a prayer. It was a prayer off.
It's a prayer off.
And y'all was trying to cleanse that room of that demon.
She tried to overstep her prayer boundaries. I was leading the prayer, and then she gonna just try to come in and Rosho Tobo over me. You know, you ain't gonna overspeak me, and I can speak in tongues.
What's crazy is y'all got to battling, but y'all's both intentions were to try to like help this family. I'm trying to figure out.
No, my intention was to win the prayer.
Your intention was to beat this lady and pray.
Yeah, she wasn't going to beat me on my own show. That was not going to happen. I was like, no, my pastor watching this.
Yeah, and you don't want to let him down.
And I can't let him down. I've been in too many intercessory prayer conferences. to not know what to do.
Been on too many Usher boys.
I've been on too many. I've been too many assignments. All right, guys. Here we go. Here we go. Last one. Never have I ever heard some kind of demon trying to talk to me.
Man, hey, when we first started doing Ghost Brothers, man, my homegirl called me up one day and she was like, "Daylen, your mother's a pastor. I need her to come to my house." I was like, "Why?" She said she had just had a baby, and she said that every time that she would be upstairs, she would hear a voice loud as day telling her to throw the baby over the banister.
Ooh, no.
Yeah, she was like, "Daylen, I know people say about, you know, postpartum depression, all of that." She was like, "It's not that. Like, I hear this voice loud and clear every time I'm holding my baby and I walk upstairs past the banister." My mom had to go over there, bro.
She worked it out.
Of course she had to go over there.
She worked it out.
Because you can't not.
You can't not.
Because you're like a doctor at that point. You can't turn you down medical service.
I got to go over there and cast that demon.
You already
Or take that baby. Okay. All right, guys. Well, that's what we have for the game. Y'all know what time it is. Juwan, what time is it?
It's time for a listener submission.
Hey guys, my name is Pandora. I'm from Oklahoma, and I have a amateur paranormal team with my husband, Paranormal Wasteland. Shout out to our own team. We were actually at Missouri State Penitentiary this past November. Super cold. We were down in 3D where they kept like the criminally insane. And so we had set up a mag light, which is the flashlight that you can turn on and off by twisting it. And we had cat ball toys that if you just touch them, they light up. And we were asking a bunch of questions and, like, on the spot every time, responses to our questions by using both of the devices. And whenever one of the cat balls lit up, my husband and a girl that we didn't even know, they both said that they saw something crawling on the ground, like a shadow crawling on the ground. So that was freaky. And then we kept on asking questions. And then I felt what was like a lit cigarette being dragged down the back of my neck. And I looked, and there was this big scratch mark. And so we got the heck out of there. We actually returned, like, later that night. Everyone else had gone because it was so cold. We were the only two people left investigating. We went back, and we were standing at the top of the stairs looking down, deciding whether to go down or not. And then we heard people talking. There was no one there. So we decided to just leave. Thanks, guys.
Can you empathize with seeing a shadow figure crawl in a haunted location?
That's frightening. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I would rather get burnt.
No, you wouldn't.
Rather get burnt with a lit black and mild before I sit there and watch something crawl. So we're if it's crawling, it's not human like.
Oh
so,
yeah, it's
so we're talking like The Ring crawling out the TV.
Yeah,
burn me. Get you a cool 100, a slim 100.
So you'd rather take a menthol to the back of the neck.
I'd take a menthol to the back of the neck before I see some crawling across the water. 100%.
A shadow figure scurry in your direction.
100%.
What got me, though, was like they actually had evidence of it coming that way. Like cat balls were lighting up along the way. So it's coming towards you.
Yeah.
And you just taking it.
Hey, hell no. Menthol. Boy.
All right. Well, y'all hear it here first. Daylen would take a Newport.
Say, it ain't too many places you could stick that Newport on me, bro. That I wouldn't take before seeing that thing crawl up on my ass.
So he'll take his chance with a loose cig.
With a Lucy.
With a Lucy. Over a shape-shifting shadow figure.
Hey, y'all out there in podcast land, let us know. Would you rather take a lit Lucy to your ass or a loose, what you call it?
It's a shape-shifting shadow figure on the loose.
Ooh, coming towards your ass. And you don't know what his intentions are.
you just better hide your ass.
Hide your ass.
Well, thank you so much for that listener submission, man. If you got more, please send them our way. Because, you know, the Ghost Brothers going to give you that real.
And it may or may not make sense. But we are award-winning. All right, y'all. That's all we have for you legends today.
Ooh. Yeah, you're finally coming around.
Hope y'all enjoyed it. I need you guys to subscribe. And I need you to rate us. We want 5 stars.
Yes. And don't forget, We love to hear from you guys, our listeners. So please send in your stories to ghostbrotherspodcast.com. That is ghostbrotherspodcast.com. You know what to do.
And until next time, see you later.
Peace, love, and paranormal.
So see y'all next week.
Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers is produced by Neon Hum Media for Discovery Plus. You can follow our show wherever you get your podcasts, and we'd love it if you could take a second to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. For Discovery Plus, our executive producers are Michael DeSalvo and Ali Reed. At Neon Hum, our executive producer is Shara Morris. Our lead producer is Cheris Satchel. Our associate producers are Navani Otero and Ann Lim. Our production manager is Samantha Allison. Music by Asha Ivanovich. Concept by Odelia Rubin and Shara Morris. Our engineers are Hans Del Shi, Max Unruh, and Lila Williams.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.